بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك: وسار الرجال من بني سلمة فاتبعوني فقالوا لي: والله ما علمناك أذنبت ذنبا قبل هذا. In this lengthy hadith of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he and two other sincere, genuine Sahaba did not go out for the expedition, and they had no genuine excuse also when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Madinatul Munawwara, then they went at the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who were about 80 in number. They presented the excuses for not going. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam readily accepted what they said and left their matters with Allah ta'ala what the reality is. However, when Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he spoke the truth and he said that he had no real excuse. It was just that he was procrastinating and that he had no excuse. On which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he has spoken the truth and Allah will decide his matters. Then he says after that, وَسَارَ رِجَانُ مِنْ بَنِي سَلِمَةَ فَاتَّبَعُونِي فَقَالُوا لِي. Then my tribe people, Banu Salima, they came and they followed me and they said to me, وَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَاكَ أَذْنَبْتَ ذَنْبًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. They said, by Allah, we do not know of you committing any sin before this. Any wrong that you had done, you never had done any wrong. You were upright all the time. لقد عجزت في أن لا تكون اعتذرت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما اعتذر إليه المخلفون. Why did you also not make an excuse like those munafiqs? They all made excuses. You also could just make an excuse and you could have got away with this and you didn't have to incur the anger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقَدْ كَانَ كَافِيكَ ذَنْبُكَ إِسْتِغْفَارُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَكَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have asked forgiveness for you from Allah ta'ala, and his forgiveness was enough for you. And when he will ask forgiveness, Allah ta'ala will definitely forgive you. You could just have made an excuse and then he would have asked forgiveness and you would have been forgiven. فَقَدْ كَانَ فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَا زَالُوا يُؤَنِّبُونَنِي حَتَّى أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأُكَذِّبَ نَفْسِي. He says, and they kept on persisting on me that why didn't you go back again when ask for forgiveness, make some excuse, etc. And continuously he said, they were all the time, they were telling me that I must go and I must go and ask for forgiveness. And until so much so that I also thought that I will go, and they rebuked me all the time. Until then I thought I will also go and I will falsify myself. And I will say I made a mistake, this was actually my excuse. In other words, like any person, when he's guilty, then he goes and he changes his story over and over again. So I will go and change my story and say, really, it was not that, but I had this excuse, actually, I had that excuse, actually. ثُمَّ قُلْتُ لَهُمْ. But however, this thought came to me and I asked them, هَلْ لَقِيَ هَذَا مَعِيَّ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Has this happened to anyone else besides me? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept the excuse and he said, your matter is left to Allah ta'ala. Has that happened to anyone else besides me? قَالُوا نَعَمْ لَقِيَهُ مَعَكَ رَجُلَانِ قَالَ مِثْلَ مَا قُلْتَ. They said, yes, two other people also, genuine Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, who had not real excuses, they also had said the same like you had said. And وَقِيلَ لَهُمَا مِثْلَ مَا قِيلَ لَكَ. And they were also given the same answer, that Allah will decide your matter. Those who spoke the truth, this was said to them. قَالَ قُلْتُ. And then I asked them, مَنْ هُمَا. Who are these two other people? قالوا مرارة ابن ربيع الأمري وحلال ابن أمية الواقفي. There's two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Murara ibn Rabi and Hilal ibn Umayyah. There were two other Sahaba also the instance was the same. قَالَ فَذَكَرُوا لِي رَجُلَيْنِ صَالِحَيْنِ قَدْ شَهِدَا بَدْرًا فِيهِمَا أُسْوَةٌ. He said then, he thought to himself that these two people's names who have been mentioned, these great Sahaba, they are those two Sahaba who are very pious and righteous also. And both of them had taken part in the battle of Badr also. Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not take part in the battle of Badr, but these are the two Sahaba, they had taken part, and the Sahaba who had taken part in the battle of Badr, 313, have got great, great honor by the in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. Until today, there are those shajaras which are printed with the names of the 313 Sahaba who had taken part in the battle of Badr, and they hold great, great barakat and great virtue. So these two had taken part in the battle of Badr also. And he said, I've got an example in them. I've got somebody that I can follow in this matter. It is not only my own matter. قَالَ فَمَذَيْتُ حِينَ ذَكَرُهُمَا لِي. Now when they told of these two people, then I did not think again of going back and making other excuses to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The truth that I had spoken, I will stay on that truth. And I've got these two great Sahaba also, they also are facing the same thing, so I will also follow them and we will see what will happen. وَنَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا أَيُّهَا الثَّلَاثَةُ مِنْ بَيْنِ مَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهُ. Then further, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told all the Sahaba that they should not speak to us. The other people who made excuses, not for them, but the three of us, nobody was allowed to speak to us also. So one other difficulty also came upon them. Now they were ostracized in the society, in the community, and nobody was going to speak to them, which was also of course very, very hard upon them. فَجْتَنَبَ النَّاسِ أَوْ قَالَ تَغَيَّرُوا لَنَا. He says then, and the people stopped speaking to us, or their attitude changed completely, like they were strangers to us, nobody speaking to us, nobody looking at us, like we are just the outcast. We have got nothing to do with anyone. And as explained also in front, we can well understand how difficult this was for them. And they did not know also for how long this is going to carry on, whether it will ever come to an end, or is this going to carry on forever, that nobody wants to associate with us, nobody wants to do anything with us. But the speaking the truth, as we will read, what great, great results it had brought for them. And this is a great lesson for all of us, that if we speak the truth, though we go through some difficulty, but at the end, the light shines very, very bright. And on the other hand, like the munafiqeen, and as Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself explained, that lucky I did not go and lie, I did not speak a lie. And what the condition of the munafiqeen was, that is explained in the Quran Sharif also, ayats that were revealed with regard to them. So Allah give us the tawfiq also to speak the truth all the time. And this, if we just have to consider in the house also, how many lies we speak. Like for example, the wife wanted bread and we forgot. We say the shop was closed. Or we say it was all sold out. She told us to bring potatoes, we forgot. But we say that there weren't potatoes, or they were very small, they were not good potatoes. Lot of lies we speak. And we don't even think of it, so we don't even make tawbah. Just to escape the anger of the wife, we are prepared to speak lies. Then for Allah and His Rasul, how much other lies also we speak. So Allah Ta'ala guide us, and all the qualities of need, may Allah bring them within us. Thank you.